讲咧就刚刚 Vincent 同大家讲咗咧，就Subcommittee on Harbour Plan Review 咧，佢哋有一个 task group 就系专系去睇呢个 Harbour Planning Principle 嘅，咁就由阿 Andrew Thompson 做 task group 嘅 leader。咁佢哋咧就參考咗 Planning Department 啊、Time Planning Board 啊、CNH 啊、Design Hong Kong Harbour District 咁、眾多嘅 Planning Principle， 咁然後咧就而家咧就準備咗一 set 嘅 Harbour Planning Principle， 就準備咧就向大會報告。我嘅理解咧就係、是、Paul Simmerman 做報告 ，Vincent 唔知有冇啲咩 introduction 要講，咁咧就主要咧就希望咧就 HCC 咧作為全體大會咧可唔可以考慮咧 endorse 啲 principle， 咁 endorse 咗之後咧就會 submit 俾 time planning board 就進一步嘅跟進。咁或者 Vincent 你有冇嘢先講講？
多謝主席。咁其實我要講嘅 introduction 啦，主席已經講咗詳細嘅介紹咧。我哋個 task group chairman 阿 Paul 會代表咧，就係、是、會向大家介紹，即係依個 Harbour Plan Review Subcommittee 喺上次開會同意咗嘅八個 Harbour Planning Principle。咁詳細我交俾阿 Paul 好唔好啊 ？Paul， you take the lead。
It's over there with the handy computer, is it?
And the task force was convened by Dr. Andrew Thompson, and I'm here as his alternate. And presenting this, we've done that with some hard work in with a lot of people. It was a true collaboration between various government departments who were present in the group and various members from various backgrounds, both Business Environment Council, professionals and so on who were involved in this. The work taken into account includes principles that have been developed by other harbour authorities in other parts of the world. They have been taken into account the Town Planning Board vision statement, and it really has been further developed. And we're here today to ask you, and I'm not sure whether it was a translation issue, Chairman, but we are looking not at an endorsement, but at an adoption of these principles, because we are aware that these principles are living principles, and that they can be adopted as the first draft, and that these principles will change over time. So we ask you today whether you could adopt them as the first draft and as the first set of principles, aware that they will change as we go forward. Not sure how this works. I'm not sure, no. It's principles.Somebody can install these principles back again. Here they are. And there's only one slide. Hi. I did not bring the file here, but it was I was asked. So you see that although I claimed that there was good collaboration, we of course have failed in getting the file here. So maybe I just take the time to talk you through, and if you would join me in looking at the Annex 2 of your document. And if you note Annex 2, you will recognize the wording. We have, first of all, identified the vision for the harbour plan. And the vision for the harbour plan is really, where do we want to go? Where do we want to end up? That's what the vision stands for. And so we state here that the harbour plan vision is to have a Victoria Harbour as a harbour for the people and a harbour of life. The question is, how are we going to get there? Which is the mission of the harbour plan. The harbour plan is helps us to reach and achieve the vision. And the mission is to transform Victoria Harbour, as well as its harbourfront areas, into an attractive, vibrant, accessible, sustainable, and world-class asset. So this is our job as a harbour plan, the harbour plan, the mission of the harbour plan. Now, we have developed these principles, 8 of them, and they're like a set of guidelines. They can be used by anybody, all individuals and organizations, both inside the government, outside the government, town planning board, and others, in the sustainable planning, the development, and the management of Victoria Harbour. So these principles are also applicable for those who control the areas currently, highways, LCSD, many of the other government departments who own and control the lands and facilities around our harbour fronts. These principles are developed and monitored by the Harbour Front Enhancement Committee, so it is our job. The principles are dynamic and they may be changed to meet future aspirations of the people of Hong Kong. We realise that we are not, that these ones are going to change and that we are not the ones that that own them, but the people of Hong Kong own them. And if there are there's feedback, we will deal with those. As we now have a computer, let me just quickly get up to speed. So the guidelines, I've mentioned that. So the first principle, and be careful with these principles, the real principle is the text on your paper. The heading, each principle is preceded by a heading, a short version, but the real principle is the one in smaller print. And the first principle is that Victoria Harbour must be preserved for Hong Kong people and its visitors as a special public asset and a natural and cultural heritage, as well as a driver for the economy. So we're trying to balance 3 things here: the natural cultural heritage, the driver for the economy, and it is a special asset owned by the public as a whole. The second principle is the planning, developing and managing Victoria Harbour must enhance the harbour and harbourfront areas as Hong Kong's symbol of urban design excellence and Hong Kong's brand identity to the international community. We strongly feel that that's the harbour and nothing else in Hong Kong which makes the picture, which makes our opera house, which makes the postcards, but also that what we plan and design and place around our harbour should be of great urban design excellence, and we should spend money and effort to make sure that what we place around the harbour is of extreme high quality in terms of design. The third principle reads as follows: balancing the harbour as a maritime and logistics hub for the safe and efficient passage of people and goods. It will always remain a working harbour. Has to be balanced with the harbour as a cultural and leisure facilities. It has to cater to the aspirations of all sectors of the community, not just a few. It requires diverse, many different, attractive and vibrant harbourfront areas and a multitude of commercial, public, tourist, leisure, sports, culture, infrastructure and marine facilities, which means that the areas around the harbour cannot be dominated by one sector of the community, an issue that's been quite relevant recently. The fourth principle is that the harbour should be accessible. And the principle reads as follows: Victoria Harbour must integrate with the hinterland in a very comprehensive manner. It must include ample, that means a lot, unrestricted and convenient, both visual as well as physical access to the harbour, along the harbour, and around the harbour front areas. So we have to be able to get there, we have to be able to walk along the harbour as much as possible, and we have to be able to get around the harbour front areas. This is the fourth principle. The fifth principle deals with the fact that there's very limited land around the Victoria Harbour left. And we ask, the fifth principle is about maximizing opportunities. With limited land available around Victoria Harbour, land required for transport infrastructure, for utilities, and uses incompatible with the above planning principles should be minimized. So there's here a strict task for those who build our highways, utilities, and those who have incompatible uses around the harbour to make sure that they release land and make land available for harbour front enhancement. The sixth principle calls for integrated planning for a world-class harbour, and I believe we'll talk about it later again. It's the integrated and long-term planning, development and management of infrastructure, land use, marine use, and water quality is required to ensure that Victoria Harbour and the harbour front areas support Hong Kong's economic pillars and the aspirations of its people. So it's not only an economic issue, but it is a societal value that is important. And only when we integrate our planning, only when we do long-term planning, only when we look at all issues at the same time will we be able to ensure that we support Hong Kong's economic pillars and that we address the aspirations of the people. The seventh principle deals with sustainability. The planning and development and management of Victoria Harbour and its harbourfront areas should embrace the principles of sustainable development, i.e. balancing and catering to the economic, social, environmental needs of all sectors of the present generation without compromising the needs of the future generation. So whatever we do today in the harbour and around the harbour, we should be very sure that what we do will never compromise the needs of future generations. The last principle, and we have the lucky number of eight principles, is that all sectors of the community must be engaged in the planning, development and management of the harbour and the harbourfront areas through comprehensive consensus building processes involving the relevant institutions, and that is all relevant institutions. These are the principles, and as far as implementation is concerned, as I mentioned at the start, without computer, dynamic. These principles must adapt to changing community aspirations, and the responsibility for the development and monitoring of those changing aspirations is with the ATC. So the ATC is responsible to make sure that we look after these principles. There's a few suggestions here as the steps to take this forward. The first suggestion is that ATC members, all of you, review the principles with your organizations and provide feedback to this committee as to whether you adopt the same principles or whether there are any changes that you would like to see made or additions. We also propose that the ATC will make a submission to the Town Planning Board proposing an adoption of these principles, and then once they are adopted by the Town Planning Board, a statutory body, then these principles will become stronger. Now, that's then the first step, assuming that the members of the ATC, so the organizational members and their organizations, and the Town Planning Board both adopt these principles, we suggest it goes step two. Step two will be submission of the principles to the Executive Council and the Legislative Council, to conduct working sessions with the district councils so that they become aware of the meaning, the purpose, the background of these principles. We also propose that they will be then highlighted in all the various public engagement processes, programs of the ATC, the KY's, your WD2 review, her review, WK Chan's review in Southeast Kowloon, Alvin Kwok's review with the ferries, and any other reviews which will take place, hopefully in Central too. And an annual review then by the subcommittee on the harbour plan review to make sure that any feedback received during the year is confirmed as to whether we are going to need changes or not. So we reconfirm whether any further amendments to the principles is required on an annual basis. Thank you.
Thanks to you also to the members of the task group for the hard work in pulling together these 8 principles. I guess the next step is review of this principle by the HEC, hopefully leading to adoption. Any comment, any suggestion? Mikam?
Thank you, Chairman. I want to ask, because interestingly, this is the first time I've seen these principles. I want to ask if there's any hierarchy of these principles, because to me, sustainable development for the harbor sounds like it should be like really the number one principle. And under that, naturally, you know, you will have principle one, three, all those aspirations saying, including principle 8, like stakeholder engagement, etc. So I just wonder if there is any fundamental principle which seems to be captured in vision and mission. To me, some of those are aspirations rather than principle, you know, among the 8 principles, and some are like desirable outcomes rather than principles. So, well, I will definitely take this back to CLH for discussions, but I don't know whether it's worthwhile for the task force to really explain more how they sort of come up with these principles.
Well,
so I'm back to me then.
task force, I believe 4 meetings took place. We've looked at the CNNH documents that, you know, from previous study that you did. We looked at the documents on designing Hong Kong Harbour District. We looked at the harbour plan, I believe the document is called. We looked at the that was from the plan department and the tourism board. We looked at the document from the town planning board. And we tried to filter out of many of those, if you can see before, the principles that we started off with. Page Annex 1, basically. We try to filter out a lot of these more specific technical issues, like encouraging building design, and trying to get better wording for those. That's one thing. In terms of the sequence of these principles, I don't think there is anybody that holds a particular that there is a particular order here that that we aspire to meet. So I think that is they can definitely be rearranged if that's what you feel more comfortable with. We believe that they that yes, there is an aspirational aspect to these principles, i.e. there are situations, there's things that we don't have and we want to achieve, and they are being made clear in broad terms. There is also principles that deal more with how to get there and what the path should be. So sustainable process, ongoing stakeholder involvement. So there are some that are more aspirational, that are more principle related to the mission, and some are more related to the vision.
Please.
想個 task force 咧係澄清下，就 principle 5 嗰度咧，就有提到話 incompatible with the above planning principles。咁呢啲 above planning principles 係咪1至4啊，定係1至8咧，定係點咧？
That's a good suggestion to read these planning principles.
Right, please.
Or a request for to mobilize the organizations who are represented in this committee, suggested by the action for the way forward. And I also think that it's very good to involve the district council. In fact, I think we should involve more than just the district council and the selected organizations who are represented here. Because if this principle is so important, and since the harbor is so important, I think we should have a much broader scope of whether it's consultation. In fact, I'll change it the other way. I think we should engage the public more to give views with regard to this principle before these principles are finalized. And on that point, I would like to clarify on the point. I really think that we should endorse this principle at this session rather than adopt it, because if it's adopted and then I'm asked to take it back to the institute that I represent for consultation or review or whatsoever, I really doubt whether that's genuine consultation or is it garjison, right?
If I may respond on the issue of discussing this with the public, we strongly feel that it's very hard to lift these principles for the group here, people that have been involved in harbour planning, harbour enhancement discussion for the last year, and possibly much longer. It's easy to envision what's meant by some of these words because we have dealt with issues, we had to make choices in documents, read documents, comment on them, and we have already adopted many of these ideas. If we want the public to understand them, and we just take the principles as they are, I believe that they will go, with due respect for everybody, over people's head, because you have not had a chance to live them and to be with them. So one way to do the public engagement, and that's what we have tried to propose here, is that we take them into the consultations that are ongoing, and therefore they can then be tested. They become a testing ground. Now we just have to make sure that how we do that and work with the consultants, that they do fit in and that we have a mechanism of getting feedback. But then if taking them in real life situations is a much better way to test them. I believe in a way we tested them last week or a few weeks ago in the hearing already, where we kind of heard the presentations and considered some of these principles already. That's going to be the best environment to test it with, rather than send them out and go for a big public consultation.
Chairman, I think I have to say the opposite. You know, if we do that, then we are going against Principle 8, which, you know, we said that we want early and ongoing stakeholder engagement. And if these principles are so complicated that the general public could not understand, then we better consider redrafting it. You know, otherwise these principles would not be very useful. And also, I mean, one problem that I have with principle, which sort of lump aspirations with principle together, is that they may not be very useful when we come to situations like what WK had said earlier on, when you have a lot of information in front of you. How are you going to deal with them? And if we have good principles, then those principles will guide us through this maze of information and let us sort of, you know, really sort out the mainstream points of view with reference to the principles that we have adopted. So, I mean, because of all these, I think it's important for us to send this out as a consultation document rather than anything that we are going to endorse or adopt.
Consultation but public or consultation of the of your CNH organization?
Well, I see that, you know, we should do sort of, I don't think there should be any differentiation between them. I think the members can go and ask for their member institutions or organizations for comments. And I think if it's a draft document, it could be put on the HEC website for public comments, etc. So, I mean, personally, I think we should practice what we preach.
Winship, please.
因為現在給機會你得了你先說。多謝主席，我覺得今天這份文件這個討論是相當好的，因為我覺得如果我們大家有一個共識的Harbour Planning Principles，其實對將來整個社會和政府制定Policy方面都有幫助的。因為現在我們看到政府各個部門都各自為政。 一方面咧就話還港於民，另外一方面啊猛搏命咧霸佔我哋咧，即係最靚嗰啲咁嘅維港嘅土地嚟做一啲咁嘅厭惡性嘅嗰個 trade 啊，或者係咩咁樣？我覺得即係作為特別我哋喺地區議會嗰邊咧，我哋都真係摸不着頭腦嘅，真係好痛苦嘅。你試下落去中環一路行到去西環尾啊，成個海旁冚唪都係霸佔曬嘅俾人哋。剩落一筆好啲嘅土地，而家又有政府部門話要攞咗佢。咁、我諗呢個咧，若果係有嗰、那個一個嘅即係個 planning principle 得，我係絕對支持嘅。同埋咧，我覺得咧未來呢個 way forward 咧，就係、是、我諗唔係單單只係或者係俾佢哋知道，我諗我哋應該盡量咧係令到其他所有大家部門咧都俾咗意見之後咧，即係嗰啲政策局啊。如果你俾咗部門之後，俾咗意見之後咧，大家認同咗嗰個理念嘅時候咧，我諗佢哋都要遵守，希望。咁我亦都我同意阿 MeCam 咧頭先所講咧，其實呢個係應該係一種個 draft， 即係一個 paper 去 consult， 即係嗰啲其他嘅個組織，而好過我哋 endorse 所以先出去。咁我亦都係會將呢份文件攞翻去區議會，我哋即係去深入討論。咁到時希望都可能咧，同阿 Paul Simon 啊，同埋或者有 Vincent 有機會再大家再傾一傾先。啊，多謝主席。
Vincent， please。
多謝主席。我即作為 Subcommittee Chair， 我想都即係為呢個 Planning Principle 即係作多少少嘅解釋。我哋理解其實即係當我哋係要採取一個即係 participatory approach 嘅時候咧，我哋即係必須要係有一個種子去一路去 grow 出去，去發芽出去嚇。咁、所以即係呢粒種子咧，其實係經過即係共建維港委員會嘅即係指示咧，就開始喺呢一個 Harbour Plan Review Committee 咧去萌芽嘅。其實一定需要有一個 group 嘅人咧，係去開始咗呢一樣先。咁所以其實頭先阿 Paul 即係用英文都講得好清楚，我用中文講多一次啦，就係依一個係一個 living document。其實我哋每一個人都有唔同嘅意見，甚至每一隻字英文字應該點樣寫咧，我可以話俾你聽，我哋過去四個會裏面咧係拗過好多次。而我哋知道咧，呢樣嘢係永遠都唔會完結嘅。如果我哋考一嗰隻英文字應該點樣寫，你見多一個新嘅人咧，就會有一個新嘅版本噶啦。而我可以保證嘅呢一樣嘢，係永遠都唔會完結。咁所以我哋就睇到呢個問題咧，成個 Harbour Plan Review Committee 作出一個決定，就係話呢一個我哋決定，第一係一個 living document， 係一個活嘅文件。如果大家隨時有需要嘅時候，呢樣嘢係可以改變。而邊個去負責保守呢一個 principle 咧？係在座呢一度嘅共建維港委員會。我哋一過咗呢個 principle， 我哋就係嗰個護守天使咧，去保守呢啲 principle。亦都唔係話呢啲 principle 咧係俗語話係 cast in stone， 唔係死嘅，係生嘅，而係只不過就係話呢個屬於全香港市民。嘅 Harbour Planning Principle 咧嘅保守人咧個 Guardian Angels 咧就係、是、呢個共建維港委員會，咁所以呢個係一個 living document。第二就係話今個會要做乜嘢咧？今個會只不過我哋係邀請咧，就係、是、adopt 呢一個 as 一個 draft 去俾你哋自己所屬嘅團體咧去作出諮詢。然後如果有什麼意見呢，可以回到去 Harbour Plan Review Subcommittee 或者這個 Harbour Fund Committee 呢再作討論，再作修改。所以大家要做的，我們知道英文呢是拗到天光都還有得拗的，但是我們邀請的就是說 adopt 這個八個 principle activities 呢 as 一個 draft，so that 你可以翻去你哋嘅会入边咧去讨论，就系咁啫。多谢主席。
对唔起。
Mr. Chairman, I would endorse what Vincent said, and I think maybe it's useful to compare the principles with that of the Town Planning Board's vision statement. First of all, you will see that they are quite compatible.And secondly, I'm sure that Mrs. Lau wouldn't mind the board's vision being plagiarized. Right?
Thirdly, I have to say, I find that the board's statement much more prosaic and poetic. Right? The bringing the people to the harbour and the harbour to the people, that concept is there, but I think that is a much better way of putting it. But on the other hand, there are some differences, not in content, but in the nature of this statement. In the case of the Town Planning Board, as I recall, it was the vision was a statement of the Town Planning Board, which is a statutory body tasked with the job of preparing plans. And so once the board adopted that statement, it has to abide by it and has to defend it. The board's statements, what the board does, is judicially reviewable. Actually, the statement did come up in the court case too. So in the case of the Town Planning Board, there has been several rounds of consulting the public before the board's vision statement was finalized. And in this case, I think it's important to agree to what Paul said about the living and dynamic nature of these current principles. And as living and dynamic in nature, I think it's better to make a start and encourage people to use it, and then perhaps improve upon it as we move along. Obviously, it's not like the planning board's vision statement, which has to go through the process and then be adopted as a standard. This is, as far as we are concerned, hopefully a kind of a standard in which the public can participate in. So I would agree that we should endorse it. But I'm trying to find the Chinese word, to describe what we should do. Because ultimately, this set of principles has only as much legitimacy as the public's acceptance of what it says. Maybe my conclusion is that we should endorse this. Perhaps if Vincent and Paul wouldn't mind, endorse it rather than adopt it, and then encourage its use and development. But by the way, a last word. If you look at each of these eight principles and take the first word, the letter, it comes into some form of acronym which says, "I save Paul." Almost. Actually, it's PAM. I save Pam, but I thought it's funny to let Paul know.
我try to summarize 嘅，而家似乎咧就有兩個唔同嘅意見。Winston 咧作為 subcommittee chairman 咧，佢就話咧，principle 咧，大家可以帶翻去，譬如我哋嘅區議員可以帶翻去區議會啊 ，Mikam 可以帶翻去 CNH 咁，即係就諮詢就再歸納咗嚟咧，就俾翻個 task group 再考慮，咁然後咧就再喺 subcommittee 嗰度討論，然後再翻嚟呢度，咁啊呢個係一個意見。在那個基礎上呢希望能夠確認到它的這些 principle。這些 principle 作為一個 set of living, 一個 living document 的我的理解呢就是還是可以與時並進的，就是隨著時間呢你可以增減改調整這樣都可以的。但是剛剛 WK 的意見呢就是我們似乎呢就是原則上接受了的先。實踐的過程中呢再去改進它，再 improve, 再 fine tune 它，那有兩個不同的意見。那現在就輪到 May 說了。 May，
其實呢我就是想提出三點的，我就有少少不是那麼同意用 principle 那個字，原則性呢是要關乎有 rights, 有 responsibility, 有 rationalization, 有 relevance 的四個 R 的。咁其實咧，如果你講 principle 咧，真係要好實質性。我其實覺得佢仲似係 core value， 即係一個核心價值嚟嘅。咁第二個 point 咧，我仲覺得仲有好多 gaps， 仲有好多 leaving out 嘅。當然，好似 quality of life 啊、biodiversity 啊、climate response 啊，同埋 greening 啊。咁其實嗰度都有好佢個 functional， 佢個 value 其實都好有價值嘅。第三點咧。 我又唔係覺得有咁急即刻要 endorse 佢。我想問一下呢一堆 principle， 我哋叫 principle 啊，有冇 test 過喺你啲 subcommittee 先？如果喺呢啲 test 喺呢啲 subcommittee 度都 test 過，係用得著 fine tune 過，然後先行得出街俾人睇咧，可能我哋自己內部喺 subcommittee 有啲 debate 嘅時候用過、apply 過、試過，咁就知道佢夠唔夠 robust， 咁先行出街。我覺得有意思過你嗰陣抌出去周圍問人。有一千個 回應俾你，咁你又點處理嗰一千個 fine tuning 回應咧？咁呢個都係你面對一個問題嚟嘅。
Nick, please. Chairman, I'm coming at this slightly differently because I think these principles are very important. I think what we're talking about today is vital in terms of this committee going forward because I think these principles.Give a purpose and rationale to this committee, to the work of this committee. And I think we have been, up until now, struggling, if you like, to find a framework in which to operate. And I think what these principles do is give us that framework in which to consider all the various issues that are going to come before us over the next few years. And I think they're very important in that sense.
林教授先啦，然后我
主席，我个人咧就系、是、觉得，即系如果有一套嘅原则咧，呢个对我哋将来办事去睇任何嘅嘢咧系有所帮助。咁我同时亦都睇得到咧，就系、是、呢套嘅原则今天嚟到去拎出嚟咧，就我哋系咪需要时间嚟到去睇下去咨询咧？一，第二咧就睇下同其他。如果已經現有一些原則他們協調的情況是怎樣，那我就覺得如果我們是、今天去接受他的時候呢，我覺得即是我們可以去想一下，就是就算我們接受他，這些是一些試行的原則，以至到呢我們同時可以來到去做多些諮詢的工作，同時呢也在試行在不同的 subcommittee 裡面，當你去看其他東西的時候呢，那我們可以來到去试下呢啲嘢系咪真系可以行啊？咁再定一个日子咧，我哋就迟啲确立呢啲咁样原则，即系话有一个嘅试用期。
请阿郭生
系主席，就其实我都系同意呢个咧，系作为一个基础，因为咧冇一个基础，其实大家即系冇一个所谓基本嘅理念，即系今日。我哋即係喺開小組會嘅時候會知道，即係有一個基本理念，大家就會有一個共識嘅。咁其實今日講咗出嚟嘅時候咧，大家起碼喺呢個基礎咧，作為喺個 HEC 裏面一個即係基本理念。咁但係唔係 end 嘅，即係話我哋會繼續喺一個 sustainable 會繼續去即係去推。咁但係如果我哋冇一個基礎，冇一個基礎去行咧。就似乎我哋大家都冇一個共識嘅起點，所以我係同意咧，即係呢一個咧作為一個共識嘅起點咧，就作為一個 draft 嘅，咁就俾我哋去出面去試咧，就係、是、俾喺我哋其他嘅 group 啦，或者我哋有其他嘅團體佢哋行嘅時候，如果覺得即係如果覺得係需要有啲要修改嘅，咁佢可以向翻即係 HEC 俾一啲意見。但係我自己覺得咧，我睇呢個咁嘅基礎咧，我就覺得係好適合的。咁我係四組成員，當然我係同樣今次都會贊成去作為一個基礎去俾其他嘅一個十分。
唔好啦。嗱，我哋大家都知道咧，我哋嘅專家部門嘅 planning department 咧，佢哋係有一個 set of planning principle， 咁呢個係。幫助他們進行他們的工作，我們也都知道 Town Planning Board 也都有他們的 Planning Principle， 就是說在我們進行的工作裡面，在這個 Harbor Fund Enhancement 的過程中，有些 Guiding Principle 實際上是需要，由於有這樣的原因，我們先陣委託 Vincent 這個 Subcommittee 和 Upon 這個 Task Group 呢嚟compile 呢 set of principle based on 即係各種唔同嘅，你叫 core value 又好 ，principle 又好，基本上呢個咧係參考參照幾 set 唔同嘅 principle 做出嚟。咁 咁係有佢嘅存在價值。剛剛我哋有啲委員都有提到。咁如果我哋就又將佢又再拎翻去，咁咧又再磨合幾個月咧，咁當然唔係唔得，但係咧就可能咧都得出嚟嘅效果係咪一定又好好多咧？咁而家都唔係好 sure。咁我哋聽到嘅意見咧，似乎有啲委員咧就覺得可以 assess up 咁。就adopt 咗佢先，然後喺實踐嘅過程中，喺我哋啲 subcommittee 嘅各類嘅future study 同埋 application 嗰度咧嚟 test 呢啲 principle。咁另外一個可能咧就係、是、當然我哋呢度咧有啲 study 係 ongoing 嘅，但係比起 town planning board 咧，就我哋就肯定冇佢哋咁多嘅。具體的 project 啊，同埋 application， 所以咧 task group 咧就有提到咧話，如果 HEC 係 adopt 或者 endorse 咗之後咧，我哋就希望 submit to town planning board， 嗱佢哋可能亦都會做諮詢，咁亦都會參考其他意見，咁咧就希望咧佢哋都考慮咧，日後攞嚟參考，咁即係有佢哋剛才有啲咁嘅提議。咁我諗都係總結返啲大家嘅意見，一個呢就係、是我哋再內部諮詢一個時期，即係意思呢有啲 member 呢想帶返去佢哋自己嗰、那個佢哋所代表個 group 嗰度做一輪諮詢，返嚟收集咗意見俾返個 task group 或者係區議會嘅委員呢，需要啲時間同區議會諮詢。咁反正我哋都準備係同諮即係心裏當到都要同區議會諮詢㗎啦，呢樣嘢都冇矛盾嘅。咁即係有一個比較 manageable 嘅諮詢期之後呢，就再希望呢能夠定到一個 set of 一個 living set of principle。另一個意見呢就係、是、我哋就採納咗佢作為一個 draft， 咁樣即係咁大家有冇其他嘅意見呢？
多謝主席，我不是有其他意見，不過呢即是剛才 Vincent 有說過說這個會呢將會是這一堆原則的守護天使啦。那我想即是怎樣做這個守護天使的過程呢，好像就這裡不知道五那裡算不算是啦，即是不是將來有東西改，又是大家訂回去自己的即是那個組織再問一次，跟住就再 endorse， 跟住又去話俾區議會聽，跟住又話俾城市規委員會，即係嗰個過程就好似呢個冇講清楚咯。咁我自己即係個人就比較贊成係我真係需要問一下 CLH 嗰啲成員，然後先至可以決定究竟可唔可以 endorse， 所以今日真係做唔到。
我哋理解你嗰個立場。嗱，我諗Vincent 話佢作為呢個 set of guiding principle 嘅守護天使咧。我嘅理解就佢唔會，即係佢唔意思唔會話一世都為 HEC 打工，永遠都唔退休。咁係咪咁意思啊？
我認為係個守護者係 HEC， 唔係 Vincent 啊，
搞清楚。
Anyway 嗱，咁既然咧有咁多聲音咧，就話佢哋需要翻去諮詢佢哋所代表嘅組織，我就咁樣建議咧。嗱，啲事如果係拖得太長咧，我哋又失咗個 momentum。可唔可以咁樣建議咧？嗱，我哋今日咧係1月13日，兩個禮拜夠唔夠咧？你翻去諮詢你嗰個 CNH 夠唔夠咧？
主席，我想不可以只是问我，我这里有很多人代表不同的组织，我不知道他们觉得
或者區議會的同事又怎樣看
呢？主席，即是剛才我覺得 Vincent 所提出的建議相當好，剛才郭先生也說了，就是其實這個作為一個基礎，一個 adopt draft 的，大家再拿回去談，因為這個是 draft，咁起碼有個基礎，咁啊大家出去，咁大家都可以即係就住呢個基礎已經開始可以做嘢嘅，可能即係俾我哋一。
即係你就唔係話
係話翻去區議會度請佢哋再作修改，係咪咁意思？
唔係，佢哋之後我哋有意見，我哋可以再反映噶嘛。呢個係 draft，
即係你覺得係可以試用嘅。
係啊，呢個係 draft， 絕對
可以接受。咁你同美琴嗰個講法又唔一樣，因為佢係話佢唔可以作主，佢要翻去問過佢嘅 CNH 係咪咁意思？阿華，你唔可以 endorse 佢，係咪咁意思？
主席，我想我不是，不過我想 ethically 我需要問一下他們，雖然其實在在座有很多的即成員都是 CNH， 但有些不是在這裡，那他們應該有這個
right
to知道。
Nicholas please、
Chair, I think we're getting a bit hung up here, if I may put it that way. I think I can't see a reason why we can't adopt these principles as a working draft, and I use the word working draft.We can then start to apply the principles、yes. And at the same time consult、yes. That's what I'd like to suggest.
Yes, yes.、Vincent
是、主席、不好意思，我是、比較緊張這件事，因為、其實我要重申Harbour Plan Review Committee 是受 HEC 的指派呢去 start off with 這個 working group。 為什麼要做這件事呢？因為 HEC 有這樣的需要呢，是要有自己的一個立場，自己一些原則呢，是去做我們日後的事。所以 我作為、這個 Harbour Plan Review Committee 的主席呢，是樂意和覺得是有責任的，是要去要做一樣嘢去開始。咁所以今日嘅邀請就係話俾大家聽，成個 subcommittee 已經同意咗呢一樣嘢作為一個開始，而邀請 HEC 咧去 adopt 呢一個八個條文咧，係作為一個開始啫嘛。嚇、啊，咁我其實要反問就係、是，如果你唔 adopt 呢樣嘢作為一個開始，你有乜嘢嘅提議呢？啊、即係我係想反問呢一個問題咯。啊、即係個雪球係要有一粒雪先至可以越滾越大，而家我擺低一粒雪喺度，咁你話我呢粒都唔要嘅時候，咁你要乜嘢嘢呢、啊、我想搞清楚呢一樣嘢先咯。啊
是主席，我想个 difference 呢，其实如果 put it rightly， 用 endorse 同埋 adopt， 我觉得係过重啦。今天其实就咁话 ,HEC agreed this can be a working draft for consultation for individual member organizations。今天你即刻要我话 adopt 或者 endorse， 我觉得你已经太过，即係已经超出咗我今天可能做到嘅嘢啦。咁我使唔使要咁樣去 jump start 呢樣嘢呢？咁你咪 agree 囉，同意咗去俾 working draft。
嗱咁好唔好？
同意你話同意
㗎。嗱咁好唔好呢？有啲 member 呢就覺得 endorse adopt 呢，咁係佢哋可能有個 accountability 嘅問題，或者有各類嘅顧慮。咁如果好似阿 Main 咁講，我哋 agree 呢個 set 係一個 working draft，咁並不代表咩嘅，你唔可以翻去，因為係 working draft 啫嘛。你三個月之後或者半年之後、三年之後再翻嚟，你都得㗎，係咪？即係都提出修改意見都可以㗎，係咪？而係我哋喺應用嘅過程中，亦都可能會有啲需要修改嘅或者係調整嘅地方都得㗎。咁如果係咁嘅話，大家同唔同意？我哋就當係 agree 呢 set 係一個 working draft 哦。Harbour Planning Principle 咁得唔得咧？好嘛 ？OK， 多謝大家 ，Thanks。
我仲有少少建議，就係、是、咁呢個係 Working Draft 之後咧，咁我諗咧，始終我哋都要有下一步，我想咧，希望咧可以決定埋下一步點做。我喺 WD 2 Subcommittee 咧，我就好樂意，起碼我個人嚟講好樂意咧，就想係可以係測試呢套呢個 working draft 喺我哋嘅 her project 嚟講。咁我哋如果以 CD 睇翻我自己嘅時間咧，二三月我哋有個 public engagement 嘅 exercise， 咁咧就我希望可以到時咧就試過測試過之後咧，喺四月左右咧，我哋大概有個保姆。我五月份咧，五月嘅 GC committee 咧，我覺得咧應該我哋可以報告翻就係、是。 如果我哋能夠成功地測試嘅話咧，嗰、那個我哋覺得用過之後覺得點樣？咁我哋好唔好喺五月嘅 QC committee 咧，我哋再睇睇，或者當然唔係淨係呢個十 committee 啦，其他無論係去其他嘅組織去諮詢又好，去理解又好，或者我哋其他十 committee 嘅工作又好，去到啊喺俾我哋有三四個月時間，五月份嘅時候我哋再睇多一次，睇下需唔需要修改咧？我就有咁嘅建議。
Thank you, KY。咁按照阿 Paul 剛剛嗰、那個建議咧，我哋亦都會將呢個 working draft 咧就submit 俾 town planning board， 咁請你考慮同埋睇下可唔可以就睇下點樣就跟進一下，就好唔好 ？OK。
就個 KY 個講個內容咧，就嗰啲咁，因為 KY 係我哋十級嘅 chair， 咁佢俾咗我哋指示啦，咁我哋就翻去咧會同 city planner 講，喺我哋 WD2 嘅過程裏面咧，就會開始咧就喺做嘅過程裏面咧，就係、是、都會係兼顧到呢一 set 嘅 draft principle。咁但係其實我想講出一樣嘢咧，就係咁啊，即係其實我哋咧就 city planner 嘅 advice 咧，就係、是、其實我哋嘅起步點咧仲前一啲嘅。我哋同啲係 collaborators 咧，即係共同參與嗰啲組別咧，其實我哋自己係會就住一個可持續發展嘅原則，就住呢個係社會經濟同埋呢個係環境因素嘅考慮嘅，佢都會制定一啲指標出嚟。咁所以咧，呢兩套指標咧，其實咧就應該咧會產生一個互相參照嘅效應喺度。咁所以咧就我期望咧就其實大家睇呢樣嘢咧，就而家呢有八個原則寫咗出嚟啦。咁呢個我哋應該睇佢係一個好有彈性，真係一個 truly living 同埋 dynamic documents。到時咧，我哋同 collaborators 咧就睇過之後咧，睇到啲指標，到時有修正出嚟嘅時候咧，就我諗嗰陣時我哋要睇嗰兩套嘢嘅價值，即係整體嘅價值對社會方面、對公眾嗰方面咧，就邊一個嚟講咧就會更加好啲、更加優勝一啲咧。咁我諗我哋嘅做法嚟講咧，就如果我哋經過咁公開同埋即係透明嘅過程咧。可能咧就對將來咧，我哋再點樣去深化或者優化呢套咁嘅嘅原則咧，就會都會有一個幫助。
有冇其他意見啊？thank you。
多謝主席。咁就如果我哋攞呢個 working draft 去諮詢嗰陣時咧，咁唔通 secretary 可唔可以 provide 一個專業啲嘅中文版俾我哋？咁邊個可以盡快嚇？
You're not going to do that, Paul. okay. 應該有個中文版嘅，一定係，因為你做公眾諮詢嘅時候都要有中文版。OK， 咁呢件事就咁樣決定啦。咁日後 Town Planning Board 如果有啲咩 feedback， 咁我哋又再跟進，好嗎？